Come Jesus, reign in me, my heart thy throne shall be. Oh, tarry in thy throne, 'tis thine and thine alone. No earthly language can express the love in Christ I find. 'Tis boundless and it's measureless in this poor heart of mine. Come Jesus, reign in me, my heart thy throne shall be. Oh, tarry in thy throne, 'tis thine.
Good morning, friends. Good morning. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. I appreciate those who write us and let us know from time to time if they do hear the broadcast, and we hope that all of you will get a blessing from it. Listen to this scripture, which says, "Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no longer be admonished." Ecclesiastes 4:13. Now that's something to think about, isn't it? It'd be a lot better to be a poor and a wise child, less all of that experience that the older person would have, than to be this older person, old and a foolish king, it says. So whether you're a king or not, you need to learn to take advice and to be admonished. And Ecclesiastes 9:18 says, "Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good." So, real wisdom is worth a great deal. This is true whether it be for a child or a grown person, but all of us need wisdom to know how to live in this world, because we're just passing through one time, and we need to know the way to make it safely to port over on the shore where all of the redeemed are going together when this short life is over. So, with that thought in mind now, I'd like you to consider a little of the words of the wise man from the book of Ecclesiastes. In the second chapter, "I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity." In other words, he decided that I'm going to try whatever it takes to bring pleasure and joy and folly and mirth, I'm going to try that. And he found out and said, "Behold, this also is vanity." Then he says here, "I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it?" In other words, what good is it after I've laughed and I've had a good time of pleasure? Friends, this seems to be something that folks don't understand as well as they should today. To realize that the good times are soon over. "I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine." Here he tried to drown his troubles and just have a good time drinking the wine. And then he went on to say what all he did. "I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards. And I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits." Now here he had all that heart could wish for. "I made me pools of water, to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me." Now what more could heart wish? "I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers." So he had quartets and choirs and whatever. "And the delights of the sons of men is musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me." But I would think if he continued that very long, his wisdom would soon be gone too, wouldn't you? I'd like you to notice what he said here in the 13th verse. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly as far as light excelleth darkness. Dear ones, we need wisdom today, and this wisdom is that which comes from God alone. The Queen of Sheba said of Solomon, Behold, a half had not been told me. That which I heard in my country, I hadn't heard the half of it. And so she thought it was marvelous, and yet wisdom from God is better than all of these things. Now I think of the wisdom of one great man. He's considered to be great. I wonder if you ever heard of Magellan. He is given the credit for making the first around-the-world voyage with a ship. In fact, one who wrote of him said it this way: No greater sea voyage has ever been made than that inspired and organized by Ferdinand Magellan. Now, he was a man of Portugal, but he went to Spain, and the King of Spain authorized him to make this trip. They started out on September the 20th, 1519. This is more than 450 years ago now. They had five small ships. The largest of those ships was smaller than the Mayflower, and he had less than 300 men. Now, what he was going to attempt to do, and did attempt to do, was to go around the end of South America. And he had heard that there was a strait there that he could get through, but he didn't know the details of it, and he had to look it out and find it. And this he did. Now, bear in mind that the largest of these boats now was smaller than a modern tug of today, which helps to take the ships out to the harbor and so on, into the harbor and out to sea. Well, the first year, there was a mutiny among his sailors, and there he wintered in down toward this tip end of South America near these straits, actually some of the most dangerous sea water in the world, we might say, where the Atlantic and the Pacific come together, and down pretty close to the Antarctica. Well, finally, he got through those straits, and he started out on this voyage, three of the ships by now. And for 100 days, he sailed, almost 100 days, liked a little bit, I believe, sailing across the Pacific. There was 29 of his men died, 25 or 30 got sick. They ate old stale biscuits that the worms had been in, and yellow water that was terrible smelling. They took even the ox hides that they had on board ship. They soaked them in seawater and roasted them, tried to roast them, and then ate them. You can imagine the suffering that they had as they went across. Why'd they do it? Because he wanted to find these Spice Islands out there in the East Indies and sail around the world. Well, finally, Magellan was killed on one of the islands of the Philippines, April the 27th, 1521. And actually, it was what we would say needless, because, one of the rulers of another island, he had baptized him, Magellan baptized him, and he was going in and helped clear out his enemies, and he met with this Astor. He really wouldn't have had to go. Some of his people on board ship tried to get him not to go. In fact, I'm reminded again here of this scripture that better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no longer be admonished. But he wouldn't listen to him. He was going to go anyway. He did, but he suffered death at the hands of these islanders. Well, finally, to make this story short, one ship, if you please, made it back to Spain around the world. One of the others had deserted and made it back, of course, far earlier. But days and days and days had gone by. And now on September the 6th, 1522, 18 of these original men, haggard and worn and, old-looking and worn and withered, they made it back. Of course, 13 others had been seized by the Portuguese people and later made it back, and four or five from one of the other ships did. There was an Italian man who went along just for the fame of it and to write it firsthand to say that he had been on this trip. And he said, and I quote, "I believe that nevermore will any man undertake to make such a voyage," end of quote. Well, perhaps he didn't realize that in this modern day of ours, the ships sail out through there in a matter of a few days, and the airplanes fly overhead in a few hours across the Pacific and across the Atlantic and around the world. But this man Magellan was a brave man, and he wanted to do something that was different, and he did. Of course, he didn't make it back himself, but some of his men did. But in spite of all that, don't you know the greatest wisdom that any of us could have would be the wisdom that comes from God, and that is to know how to live in this world. In Ecclesiastes, this book that we're specializing in on the little short broadcast today, the 12th chapter and 13th and 14th verses say, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." So I say the greatest wisdom that we could have would be the wisdom that comes from God only, to know how to live for Him and spend our short days in this life and be ready to meet Him when He calls for us. May the Lord bless each and every listener of the broadcast. Our Father, we pray that You would take the words of the message today, bear them to the hearts of those who listen, and we pray that You would create within them a great desire to have the wisdom that comes from God, the wisdom of repentance and the wisdom of turning away from sin. And for that which is accomplished, we'll give Thee the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music. With all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
This is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.